Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A third defendant who used to work for former President Trump will face dozens of federal charges tomorrow when he's indicted for allegedly mishandling classified documents. CBS's Skyler Henry tells us this is one of several issues Trump blasted this weekend on the campaign trail.
Former President Trump stumping in Iowa and Pennsylvania over the weekend.
I'm being indicted for you.
On stage, he repeated familiar false claims while jabbing at his political and legal foes.
The radical lunatic Democrats, they impeach me, they indict me.
Backing for the former president is unwavering. A 538 poll shows Mr. Trump pulling in more than 50% of support. This in the face of his legal troubles.
But Republican presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy says he plans to pardon Trump if elected.
I absolutely think the right answer for the country is to put the grievances of the past behind us, to pardon President Trump, so that we can move forward as one nation rather than marching to a national divorce.
Ramaswamy on CNN, Nikki Haley was also on and agreed. A historic heat wave has made millions miserable this weekend. CBS's Reed Cowan talked to people sweating it out west.
A dangerous heat dome punishing the nation. The last week of July, testing the mettle of millions.
It's miserable. I mean, I work outside, so it's even worse.
In Denver, 90-degree days made for long nights for Mom Amanda Morian. She's without air conditioning, just like 10% of Americans.
They can't swaddle him at night because it's just too much.
Tomorrow's storms will provide some relief in the Southwest. It is still unclear what led to a shooting in Muncie, Indiana overnight, where one person was killed and 19 others were hurt. Muncie Park Superintendent Carl Malone says his niece was hurt.
She's just got out of surgery. She's doing well. She's home. And then my godson was being treated out of Ball Hospital.
Police haven't made any arrests there. An American nurse and her child have been kidnapped in Haiti. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
It happened Thursday, according to the faith-based charity where Alex Dorsonville works. The State Department is aware of the incident. It's in contact with authorities in Haiti who have been appealing for international help to break the grip of armed gangs in that country.
Try that in a small town.
Jason Aldean's doubling down on defending his song Small Town by comparing it to the Boston Marathon bombings at his show in Massachusetts.
The last song that happened was a whole, not a small town, a big town come together, no matter if you're color.
Three people died in that tragedy. Hundreds were injured. His music video got backlash for featuring footage of crimes alongside Black Lives Matter protests. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Attention taxpayers. Ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute, because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows level off around 52 overnight under clear skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. Lows dip down to about 55 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. More clouds than sun Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 86. 87 Wednesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Time again, spinning circles in your brain. You're the only one.
Tech Seek Radio. We are local music with the Heroes Lie. Rome Will Fall is the name of that album, or the name of that song, rather. Get Over It before that. Both of the songs are from their latest release, number 4. That was released last year. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Maxie and Kevy here on Civic Media. Original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight. That's what we do, 10 to midnight, every Saturday night. Coming up on the show tonight, we got Greg Dillman from 301 Productions. It's a brand new venue in Portage. Greg's been in the music scene forever. We're going to get the lowdown on the new venue and find out what shows are coming up out there. Plus, music this hour from Level the Earth, Carbillion. A brand new Cast in Fire for you, and also Coal Black River. These guys are playing a lot of shows. They just actually played the Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy Guitars for Vet stage on Thursday. They rocked it, of course. That's the name of the song, Rock It. It's Iron Plow on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Kevy on Civic Media, that is Remember Me from Level the Earth. Lo-Fi Killers before that with their song Chained. Both of those songs are from last year, 2022. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, Max Inc. Kevy. Be sure to stop by the Max Inc. Radio podcast page. Get the latest shows, live in the Devil Lair performances, interviews with the artist. It's all right there. While you're there, grab the Civic Media app and put that puppy on your phone. It's a really cool app. You can call or text us right from the app, and you can take us anywhere. Listen to Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights or Sunday right from the app. Max Inc. Radio, it's all on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Greg Delman is coming in next. He's from 301 Productions, a brand new venue out in Portage. We're going to have a chat with him, and I got brand new Cast in Fire next.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Funk out with the East Side's newest secret, Butterbrick, Saturday, July 29th on the Luther Allison stage.
Now, baby, this is what we're paying for.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American made at Ignite.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get off the best grace, forget the end, get a game.
Mixing Heavy, we are local music. That is music from Clarksville, Tennessee, Autumn Lies Buried. Pretty cool song there. They're going to be at the 301 Productions on Sunday. That's tomorrow. Before that, we heard brand new music from Casting Fire from their Parasite album. They're going to be at 301 Productions in Portage on, what's the date here? Friday, August 4th. I'm a little flustered right now. I thought Greg was going to join me here. Tried to give him a call a couple of times. He said, we'll be here. You're not here. So anyway, 301 Productions in Portage. Get up there. Check out the brand new venue. It's right in downtown Portage. Support local music. There you go. 301 Productions. These guys played a show last night with Black Belt Theater. We're going to hear some of that music in a little bit. But right now, it's Carbellion. Their latest, Bar Fight for Weapons of Choice on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Oh,
heavy on Civic Media, Carbellion, their latest one from Weapons of Choice. That's Bar Fight. All right, by the miracle of gods and whatever metal gods are out there, we finally got Greg. Greg Delman from 301 Productions is on the air with us right now. Greg, good evening. Welcome to Max and Kevy, Lou.
What's up, Jimmy?
Great to hear your voice. Wish I could see you and toast you a beer or whatever.
That sounds good.
Dude, 301 Productions. This is insane. You've been doing 301 Productions for years as a promoter here in the Madison music scene. But now you have a brick-and-mortar venue up in Portage, Wisconsin, playing live music for the masses. How cool is that?
It's pretty awesome. We're working on it.
Take us through the process from going from being a promoter to getting a venue. And, you know, running a venue is no easy task, and I'm sure you knew that going in. So what made you want to do this?
I don't know. I'm getting old. I love doing all this stuff. I play music. I've been promoting music, and now I get to have shows and support it in some other ways now. It's just been what I've done with my life, I guess, for the most part.
You bet. And we definitely appreciate it. 301 Productions in Portage, 214 West Wisconsin Street in Portage. As you go into Portage from Madison, you just stay on 51, you get in the left lane and take 13 or what is that, 16 and 33 or something like that. And
yep.
It's right on the left-hand
right
side.
Right downtown, yep.
Right
yep.
Downtown.
Used to be Cheers way back in the day, Legends, mm-hmm. Paul, Petty Freddy's was the last place it was. Now it's Studio 301.
What personal touches have you put on Studio 301?
Well, I dug all my giant PA system out of storage and threw her in there, expanded the stage a little bit. We plan on making it straight across the room in the winter, hopefully, so it'd be a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just put up a lot of memorabilia, and I still got to dig some more stuff out from the Malice in Wonderland days and all. Ultra days and all that stuff. I got all kinds of stuff. We've been putting up all the set lists and having bands sign them on the walls, the flyers we've already had. And I don't, it's pretty cool. Lights everywhere, yeah. Free games. I don't know, it's fun.
That's great. How has the city of Portage received you guys? With open arms?
Yeah, actually the mayor is our neighbor at the popcorn corner and he's been supportive of it. And yeah, everybody just got to get the outreach going a little more. But yeah, the town has been pretty supportive thus far. We're open on Thursdays now, mm-hmm. consistently, because we're not open as a bar, but we're open every Thursday and we're doing like featured artists or open mic and karaoke and pretty much open season on the microphone for whatever people want to do on Thursdays.
So
and
on
free games and all that stuff.
So on Thursday nights, you can come down to 301 Productions, 214 West Wisconsin.
Studio 301 is the actual place.
Studio
301 Productions is, yeah, what started it all.
We'll get that right. Studio 301. So just Thursdays and then the Saturday shows, right?
Well, we got pretty much shows. I mean, whenever somebody wants to do one, mm-hmm. Typically Friday and Saturday. We got one big one coming up this Sunday. A band called Automized Buried is coming through on tour.
Yeah,
heavy stuff.
We just played a track of that to kick off the half hour. Very cool stuff.
Oh, awesome!
And we also just played some Cast in Fire. Their new stuff. They got a show coming up. I know Adrenaline Army has a show coming up. I believe next week on the 29th.
Yep, July 29th. Yep.
Very nice.
And then Cast and Fire is August 4th. I got a bunch of good bands on that one, too. And then I got Order of the Jackal, Y-Lab, and a bunch of Cunning, like Cobras, All Meridians, and Blue Moon Assault on August 12th. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, I got a bunch of stuff. All the events are on Facebook. Those are, well, they're linked, but they're... You can find them on the 301 Productions page or the Studio 301 page.
That's great.
They're all linked up.
Greg, are you playing any music yourself right now? Or?
Yeah, I'm in Grind with my lady, Desi, and Chris from Desolate, Black with Envy and Malice. Mm-hmm. Chad and our drummer, he's Mel. He was in Ave Imperator with us, and he's in Grinch now with us, and we're going to be releasing an EP soon.
I was just going to say, I don't have any music from Grinch, and we'd have to get that EP from you when you get it released. We'll get it on the air for the people.
I will definitely get you one.
Awesome.
It's pretty awesome. We're recording it at Source Track Studio up in Menasha.
Nice.
Pretty good place.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you stopping by, telling us about the new place to see live music in Portage. You know, Portage is where the North begins, right? So perhaps it's where the Northern metal begins?
I hope so. Yeah. We're working on it.
Awesome. Give the website or Facebook name one more time for Studio 301.
It's just Studio 301 and 301 Productions. They're all linked up together. They got pretty much the same stuff on there. You can find all the shows on there.
At 301 Productions, you're still booking shows, and 301 Studio, that's where the shows are, right?
Yeah.
Are you still booking
shows? We do some stuff at the Crucible, yeah.
I was just going to ask, yeah.
But yeah, kind of transitioning over to just working on our stuff for the most part. But obviously, we don't want to just play at our own place, so we're still doing some other stuff. Grinch is actually headed up to the Cold Shot in Appleton on Saturday. And then we got some other stuff going on, but... Oh yeah, I forgot. Casket Robbery is coming August 10th.
Oh man,
for our Thirsty Thursday that day. That's going to be a good one. And Grinch is actually on that one.
Casket Robbery is going to leave a mushroom cloud over the city of Portage.
Yes, that's for sure. Squid Hammer's on that one also, and Modern Animals. That'll be an awesome one.
Well, hey Greg, we got
to go check out that stuff and show up and help us out and come enjoy some free games and music and. Beer.
I love the beer. Any food offering or not so much?
We're working on it. Yeah. We got two little baskets, a hot dog basket and balls and bites, some meatballs and pizza bites right now. Just basic stuff.
Got that popcorn right next to it too.
Yep, I got stuff too, so I don't want to step on them too much, but they're always busy. Yeah.
Hey, Greg, great to talk to you. Congratulations on your success, and
Thank you. Hopefully
it continues for you, brother.
All right. Thank you. Good talking, Jimmy.
And get a hold of us when that EP comes out, man. We'd love to get that stuff on
there
for you.
I will, for sure.
All right.
I will do.
Greg, thank you very much. Maxine Kevy, this is Black Belt Theater. We are local music.
Thank you. Good.
From the 2019 album Petting, Power Petting, that was Black Belt Theater on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, coming up, Essential Last Crack 2 from the Mighty Last Crack. And here, kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Happens every week here on Max Inc. Heavy. Right now, Halliwell on Max Inc. Heavy.
Local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's
WFHR,
Association.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248. DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.